Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to another episode of Self-Care and Chill with Molly, your favorite relationship podcast for self-care, advice, and me telling you how it is. I know that you guys are going to be super excited when you see another episode has dropped, and I can't wait for you to listen. A little recap that's what's been going on with me is this dog is acting crazy right now, all up in my face, just spinning around in a circle. The kids are on summer break. I've been enjoying having my son home all day with me. He don't really help with the baby, but he loves to pick his sister up and say how cute she is. That's really all the help that he's going to offer. What my man been doing? My man had a good Father's Day. What did I get him? I took him out to Steak 48. That's one of his favorite restaurants. I got him an Apple Watch. And I made him this photo album filled with pictures of him and the baby and, like, pictures when we had the baby, like, during our home birth. And just a couple selfies of, like, him, me, Zai, and the baby all together. It was really nice and sentimental. I'm trying to get better with my sentimental gifts. I think that it will save me money in the long run. Y'all know I love me a nice luxury gift, but, yeah. I need to get in tune with my sentimentalness. So, that's that. I got a nice little photo album made, and he really appreciated it. So other than that, I've still been working out using my Fitbits. My Fitbits are getting low and loose. I'm losing some inches. I've been working out. I've been, like, battling my friends on my Apple Watch. I've been really being consistent. So I started working out with my trainer. I want to say May 2nd. And I have gone to my trainer every day from Monday to Friday at 12 o'clock. And also worked out on my own. So I've been working out twice a day, and I feel really, really good. No, I didn't lose a ton of weight. Yeah, if you see my new picture I posted on Instagram, I do look good for somebody that just had a baby. But I've been trying not to focus on what's on the scale, but just focusing on the fact that I'm keeping a promise to myself, keeping this commitment. I just feel better. And I look good, okay? And that's that. Even if I'm not getting on that scale no more, because the scale keep making me mad. So the other day I had asked I had posted on a Self-Care and Chill podcast page, can you send me messages on different topics you want me to cover? And I know sometimes when I'm on here and I'm giving you guys advice, sometimes I can be very aggressive and I could just be overwhelmed. And even the other day when I went on Instagram Live and started giving people advice, they stressed me out and I had to just go. I feel like sometimes when I read the questions, or because, you know, if I answer one question, I answered them all at this point. But sometimes I feel like I just get PTSD thinking about my past, or thinking that I know somebody I know that went through the same thing, or like thinking about somebody I'm close with if they was in this situation. And I feel like it could be overwhelming and stressful when you care about people, or you care about someone in general, like even your friends. Like, imagine somebody that you love, or your mom going through some of the stuff that you went through, like somebody that you love so much. And my desire to help people and wanting to show up and just have the answers be so strong that when you messaging me saying, Maui, you know, he broke up with me and got this girl pregnant, and then he wanted to get back with me after he cursed me out and kicked me out and I was homeless. You think I should give him another chance? Like, messages like that, like, that's just an example, but it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking in the sense of, I know exactly what it feels like when you would allow somebody like that to come back into your life. And it's not, and the point is not even that they're a horrible person. The point is, like, how do I feel about myself that I keep letting this kind of person come in and out of my life? Like, how do I feel about me? Or what kind of strength that do I need? Where can I pull it from? Why am I not strong enough yet to leave a situation like that? Because it's not love. It's not love that keep you there, because the person, that, the things that they're doing is not actions of a person who cares about you. It's not actions of a person that loves you. It's attachment. It's these trauma bonds. It's being codependent. It's afraid of being alone. It's not liking ourselves. It's having low self-esteem. It's so many other dynamics, but it's not love, because love don't feel like that. So reading some of the messages that I asked you guys to send in to me, I became so overwhelmed. I'm like, God damn. I think it was one person that just asked, like, how do I surrender and just allow a man to treat me well? I've done the work. And basically, she want to be receptive to love. She don't want to self-sabotage. I think that was, like, the only message that was kind of, like, a sigh of relief. So today's episode is really going to be basically about I love me more. Because I see messages saying people are inconsistent. When do you know enough is enough? Do you think I should take him back? It's all boiling down that I love me more. You can love somebody all you want, and that's perfectly fine. But I'm deciding that the love that I have for me is more important, that I can't allow myself to continuously be disappointed and be treated this way. I love me more, so I can't allow myself to continue to share my body with somebody who cheats on me, who's a liar. I don't feel comfortable with operating in my femininity or being vulnerable with somebody who I can't trust, who constantly lies to me, who makes me feel like I'm making a fool out of myself for caring about them. I don't want to continuously make time and put in effort for a person who provides me with the bare minimum, who doesn't put the same effort in for me. I don't want to keep trying to find ways to be there for a person who isn't there for me. I don't want to keep thinking of ways to make you happy, to make you satisfied, knowing that you can never appreciate it because you don't really want to be with me in your heart. You're settling for me because I'm a good person. And you can't let me go because you don't want to lose access to me or lose all of the benefits that I provide with you, giving you all of these girlfriend things while you don't even want to give me any commitment. I know the part of the reason that you don't want to let me go is because of the perks that come with you using me and leading me on and making me believe that eventually this will turn into something I know will never be. Because if it was, you would have figured it out by now. With all of the great qualities I have, all of the things that I'm doing for you, all of the things that you don't mind receiving from me, how do I feel about myself that I continue to allow you to give me the bare minimum and be hopeful? How do I feel about myself that I continue to overlove you, trying to get you to love me in the same way? Just for me to end up disappointed, just for me to feel used, just for me to feel like I'm wasting my time, all for me to go to sleep, wake up, and do it again. Because at this point, I don't want to feel like I invested so much and walked away with nothing. At this point, I don't want to see you happy with somebody else. How do I feel about myself that I keep allowing a person to do this to me? And that's hurtful, because I know as people that's listening to it right now and they are in the same situations or allowing somebody to do the same things to them, girl. And I know how bad it hurt. And I also know the moments or the relationships when you feel like you're in too deep and this person, they don't treat you good at all. Y'all might have good moments, but they not treating you good and you just can't figure out, why can't I leave? What is it? Is it the money? Is it the sex? Is it you depending on them? Do you need them for something? Trying to figure out exactly what I stay for, so that I can work on healing that part of me. Or I could work on being independent in that area of my life, trying to figure out and tap into exactly what is making me stay in a place that only hurts me and expecting to heal. Expecting to heal in a place that only can hurt me. Some of y'all out here, y'all going to therapy, y'all working on yourselves, y'all evolving, and y'all trying to bring back the things that you learned to your partner. And I know what that's like too. I know what that's like too. And you feel like, dang, well, they not getting it. And I know that we all grow at different pace and we all don't grow at the same time and we all can't comprehend everything. But you can't always do all of the work. I can't do all the work for both of us. I still got to do the work for me. I still got to show up for me. I got to still make sure I'm okay. So you want me to make sure I'm okay, work on myself, and then carry the load of doing that for you also? While you don't even meet me halfway? When half of the time I don't even feel appreciated or loved here or seen, I gotta carry the weight of myself and the weight of you. At that point, are we really a team? And a lot of y'all don't even realize that y'all are on the same team with a person that's playing against you. They're on a team by themselves. You're on a team with them. That's why we having conversations, we arguing, we trying to make the relationship better, we having discussions, we doing all these things, and it's supposed to be a team, and we supposed to be in this together, yet you're self-sabotaging. This person is sabotaging everything that we built together. It's literally like being a little kid, building something with your blocks, and this person is supposed to be building with you, and they literally keep knocking it down. Why are you knocking down something that we're building together? Because they don't want to build with you. They would rather build by themselves. Or they don't like the commitment of having to build with you. So they knock down what y'all building and they go read a book or they go play with some other toys. But they done with this. So they knock it down. And you just left sitting there feeling stuck because, you know, you didn't really think about what you would do after you was building these blocks. You didn't have another plan. You didn't have something else that you wanted to do. You were doing exactly what you wanted to do. Being honest about people, true intentions with us, not ignoring signs, accepting things for exactly what they are and what we see. Even if I want to paint you another picture, even if I want to see you in a different light, I can't ignore what I feel. And if I feel empty, if I feel unloved, if I feel like I'm not seen or not heard, I can't ignore what I feel. So when we ask questions like, when is enough, if you got to come in my messages and ask me that type of question because a person got you feeling that way, it might be enough. If you got to send me a message that's 3 paragraphs long about how a person has hurt you and then say stuff like, I need to talk to you on the phone so that you could get more of a backstory, enough might be enough. Because it was enough information in the 3 paragraphs to let me know that you should be choosing yourself right now. And it ain't no backstory that you can give me that's going to make me want to give you an excuse for them. Listen, you don't ask me no question if you don't want somebody to be truly honest with you. Because your friends might lie to you because they know that you ain't going nowhere. So they're going to tell you stuff like, girl, you just got to do what make you happy. Or look, I don't even know. Some people so tired of you not choosing yourself. They so used to it. They done seen it a million times. They done heard it 1,000 times. They don't even got no advice for you no more. Just know if you want to ask me for some advice, listen, I didn't come around to play with you. If you want to play with yourself, that's fine. I'm not playing with you. Mm-mm. Like I told y'all before on Instagram, people will have you thinking that this self-love game is all freaking facials and mimosas and buying yourself flowers. No, this shit get ugly. Okay? It get ugly for real. It get lonely. It'll have you out here feeling lost like you don't know what to do with yourself because you so used to being in relationships. You so used to keeping people around you that shouldn't be. You ain't thinking about no goddamn facial, no doing no yoga. You thinking, how can I love a person that I see in the mirror and I don't even like? I don't even know this person. I don't know what makes this person happy. All this person know how to do is make other people happy. She a people pleaser. How can I take up more space in my own life for me? How can I show up for me? How can I set boundaries and learn to say no? How can I start learning how to tell people, yo, you got me fucked up for the last time? How can I reach a place of peace that I'm comfortable with being by myself? I don't want to be alone forever, but I'm comfortable here right now. While I'm trying to figure out who I am and what I want and what I desire and what I bring to my own world. I'm cool with being by myself while I figure it out so that I don't find myself settling in places that I don't have no business being in the first place. All because I'm too afraid to be alone. What? Got me laying next to a person at night that I don't even like. Got me having sex with somebody at night that I don't even like this dick. I don't like this penis. It's corny. I don't have to accept what is available to me because I'm so sure that I'm a good person that God will provide me with exactly what I need. There's no need for me to rush or settle. I feel confident in creating my boundaries and saying no when this is not what I ordered. No, thank you. Please send it back. This is not what I'm looking for. I feel so confident that eventually I will be provided with exactly what I want, that there's no need for me to settle and just be wasting my time or other people's time at all. But when if I operate from a place of I might not find this again or I'll never be this happy, if I operate from that place of fear, from that place of thinking I will go without or I won't have, that's not me operating from a place of abundance. Everything that I want in this world wants me back. Everything that I'm searching for is searching for me too. I got to be still and allow it to align with me. I'm not operating from a place where I just need so bad that I'm willing to settle for something, to have something, to say that I got it, to say that I'm not alone. So if you're going to slide in my DMs again, and this ain't no shade to nobody, I want to make sure that it makes sense, okay? Deciding that I love me more, okay? I love me more, and that's it. I love me more. I love me so much that I want to choose myself. I love me so much that I'm not allowing you to treat me this way no more. I love me so much that I'm not entertaining conversations with you anymore. I love me so much that I am not entertaining you. I'm not allowing you to just come and see me whenever you feel like it. I'm not allowing you to just call my phone and have conversations with you for anything. Listen. And that's it. And that's all. Navigating through life. Figuring out who I am. What do I want? What do I deserve? What am I deserving of? And what do I bring to other people? You know why I deserve this life? This softer life? This life of abundance? This life of being loved and life of peace? Because how I've showed up for other people. How I've showed up for myself. And you also need to be you need to believe so much that you are deserving of this. That when these things start falling into place and they fall in line, that you don't find a reason to self-sabotage. Thinking that you don't deserve this. I don't belong here. I shouldn't have it. Something is going to happen. They're going to break my heart. I'm going to end up unhappy. You start trying to create a problem. You start trying to make it happen. You know what? I'm going to make a problem. They're going to do something. I'm going to catch them doing something. Oh no. I can't operate from that place, because whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I'm not just going to walk around with a metal detector forcing myself to find out things. Now, if I'm seeing a red flag, that's different. But I'm not looking around and waiting for something bad to happen. I'm just going to enjoy my time while I'm here. I'm just going to enjoy every moment. There's nothing that I could do to stop it. If somebody going to do something, they going to do it. There's nothing I could do to stop them. All I could do is just pour in places where I'm being poured back into, and catch myself in the midst of pouring too much in places where a person ain't pouring into me. Catch myself when I'm over loving people, when I'm overextending myself, when I'm trying to force chemistry or force something to happen with somebody that is naturally not there. That's all I can do. That's the only grace I can really give myself when it comes to other people. Is accepting the fact that they might not fuck with me the way I fuck with them. And saving myself the headache. Because even if it don't work out, even if a person don't want to be with me or anything like that, it does not mean I'm not a good person. It doesn't mean that somebody eventually won't love me. It doesn't mean that I'm not lovable. It just means that I'm not this person's cup of tea. Everybody don't like tea. I love tea, though, if we're being honest. I really love tea, any kind of tea. That's how real tea drinkers, they drink any kind of tea. I love every tea. But yeah, I might not be this person's cup of tea, and that's fine. Because to somebody else, I'm delicious. I might not be their cup of tea, but to somebody else that know what to do with it, I'm delicious. And that's what I do know. Okay? I could quench somebody's thirst. It might not be yours, but that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I'm not offended. Over the days of being offended by, because certain people, I'm not certain people's cup of tea. Over the days where you're getting cheated on and thinking that it has something to do with you. So now you're out here unconsciously comparing yourself to all these women. Those days need to be long gone. You got cheated on by a cheater. And they was going to do what they wanted to do. So over are the days that you unconsciously compare yourself, or you pick yourself apart. Are you finding things that's wrong with you, or thinking what you could have did different, or anything like that? Trying to stop a person from doing what they was going to do anyway, because that's just a character flaw. That's just who they are. They just out here doing what they want to do. Ain't got nothing to do with you at all. That's how much I love myself more. Love myself more than all of these scenarios, every situation. Stop it. So I guess that was really the message for today. Something for y'all to think about. Since I didn't specifically pick one DM today, because there was so many DMs, and all the DMs were so similar. I said, dang. Okay, well. I guess I'll just. I don't know. I guess I'll just try to answer a couple questions in one. I'm just hoping that this message today made somebody have some clarity. It made somebody feel like, dang, you know what? It's exactly what I needed to hear. This was my confirmation. This was the perfect message for me today. And that's it. I hope everybody enjoys their day. I hope everybody has some time to reflect on situations and people in their life. I hope that we all get out of the habit of feeling like we got to settle or compromising or accepting things that's not really what we want. So I hope everybody enjoys their day. Make sure you shop our partner, fitbeads.co, and use my code MAUI20 so you can get 20% off your first order. And I want you guys to stay tuned on the podcast page, Self Care and Chill page, because I got a new website on there dropping soon that is all for you and your self-care needs. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited to share it with y'all. So don't be surprised when you see the self-care page looking different. A different aesthetic, a different kind of vibe, a different kind of feel. I want this self-love journey to be a beautiful one for people. Like I said, it can get ugly, but it's so many different things and so many different tools that we can use to make it a little bit easier, especially when we feel like we're not on a journey by ourselves. So nonetheless, I'm going to talk to y'all soon. I'll be around, like they be saying. I'll be around. I'm sure I'll be talking to y'all again. I'm sure I will be back on here next week with some advice. So make sure y'all wait for me. Bye, y'all.